Avos Perik Hey Mishnah Yudalit 5:14. So Mishnah says it's 5:17. Here we have Arba Midos Baholche Lebeis HaMidrash. There are four attitudes towards regarding people who go to the Beis HaMidrash. Here, according to most Mefarshim, we're speaking about people who are, let's say, working people. They have other things to do with their day besides for learning. There's not the kolel guy, but they should go to the Beis HaMidrash in the morning, you know, before they go to work and the like. So there are four approaches that they have. It literally means four go to the Beis HaMidrash, so the same kasha which exists in the previous mission exists here as well, because two of the four don't actually go. But either you can give an answer like the Al-Sheikh, I said before, every Jew wants to be learning if deep down, or we could just simply say we're talking here about attitudes towards going to the Beis HaMidrash. So, says the Mishnah, you have the Holech Ve'eno Osa. First of all, you have the person who goes but doesn't do. I mean, he doesn't understand, he doesn't really remember he's learning, he doesn't get it. So he kind of walks with nothing more than when he walked into the Beis HaMidrash. So that guy, Schar Halicha Biyado, at least he has the reward for going. In other words, we say Lefum Tzara Agra, the reward one gets in terms of his heavenly recompense is a function of the effort he puts in this world to serve Hashem. This guy did what he could. He went to the Beis HaMidrash, made his effort, and therefore he gets reward for that. As far as the schar for the limud itself, he doesn't get because he didn't actually learn anything. But that's a different point. On the other hand, you have those who are osav eino holech. Some people say, listen, why should I go to the Beis HaMidrash? I can learn just fine at home. So he stays at home, he learns, but he doesn't go to the Beis HaMidrash. That guy, schar ma'aseh biyado, the reward for doing of the learning he gets, because he did learn, in fact. But the separate schar one gets for going to the Beis HaMidrash, that he doesn't get. Then you have the third guy, who's holech va'oseh. He both goes to the Beis HaMidrash and he learns. He walks back with smarter than when he entered. That guy is a chassid. Now, a chassid means not just a tzaddik does the right thing, which is he goes Beis HaMidrash and learns, but he goes above and beyond. So why should be a chassid? So one answer is, really, he could study just fine on his own, back at home, but he goes there to sort of not suggest he's better than everyone else. So that is sort of a midas chassidus, in as much as he's like being, you know, exceptionally humble. Others learn that he's doing a chesed to other people, because even though he might not, in of himself, need to go to the Beis HaMidrash because he's fine on his own, but his presence, you know, he's there, he stimulates conversation, he answers people's questions, there's a shakla v'tari and a pilpul chaverim and a dikduk chaverim, and those things are additive, even if hypothetically he gains nothing from it, which is actually foolish as much as the Gemara in Taina says, harbel amadati merabos, I learned a lot from my teachers, but the umechavera yoser merobosai, one learns more even from his peers than from his teachers. But even hypothetically, this guy doesn't get that. He makes it possible for other people to get more than just from the teachers, and therefore he is doing favors to others. That's why he is a chassid. And then you have finally the loholech v'lo osa, the one who neither goes nor learns. He just doesn't have a morning seder at all. That guy's a rasha. He's wicked. Now, if you ask the question, wait a second. Wicked seems like a pretty severe indictment to this fellow. I mean, he's not learning, but that's rishus. The answer is kind of yeah, because the same way we said in the previous mission when we're talking about the attitude towards giving tzedakah, that the baseline obligation for a Jew is to give tzedakah, right? And if a person should look at his giving a tzedakah as extra credit, okay? The world needs tikkun, people need money, people need help. If you're not there ready to share with them and support them and help them, that's actually not just baseline, that's actually base, that's terrible, that's a mistake. And so too over here. A Jew who knows that Hashem gave a Torah, and yet he just doesn't care, it doesn't make an effort to learn, he's not even kovei itim a little bit, whether it's at home, in the shir, on his way, whatever. So that person is guilty of ki devar Hashem baza, he scorns, he spurns the word of Hashem, not interested in it, and that is, you know, undermining his very purpose of existence, and therefore, Rasha. Those are the four levels. Now, worth pointing out here a couple things. First of all, there's a well-known Gemara at the very beginning of Brachas, Tav Vav Amud Beis. It says that Igra Depirka Rahata, the reward one gets for going to the Shir on Shabbos, is the running to go to the Shir, that's the Schar Halicha, because most people walk away not actually remembering what they learn. And Rashi has a pretty terrifying comment there that if you can't essentially repeat what you learned, then that's not called learning. So that's quite a well-known Gemara. There is a question in my mind if there's something special about Halicha per se of going. In other words, is it better to, if you drive to the Beis HaMidrash instead of walking to the Beis HaMidrash, do you get Schar Halicha? To me, the plush answer is yes. And it's about the effort to go. And in fact, the effort, even if you go on to to even less degree, but still effort, if you go to a Zoom shiur, you know, you watch it online, so, or you listen to the recording for your, you know, for your dafyomi, and you don't get nothing out of it. But, you know, the fact that you invest in the time, making some effort, everything is lefum tzara agra, depending on how much effort is rewarded. But that is called halicha, to my mind. However, there is reason to think that's not the case. Most notably, there is a pasuk that Rabbeinu Bechaya brings, that the pasuk in Shmos, it says, V'yelchu v'yasu b'nei Yisrael kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe v'aron kenasu. But the point here is Rabbeinu Bechaya points out in Shmos pasuk, it's Perek Yud Beis pasuk Chav Ches 28, that it says v'yelchu v'yasu, two separate things. There's the going, like the walking, the halicha, and the asiyah, the doing, the two separate things. And therefore, it's about, you know, that's the source, and it's about actually going. Yeah, so that's that. So it's a question. Okay, so if you're a Mesupak, go to the Beis Medrash proper. You can walk there if you want, and then you'll for sure get the Schar Halicha. Now, there's also brought down the Halacha, which is the Ramah Paskins in Orachaim Kufnan Hei, that even if you can't learn at all, I don't know, you're marooned in France and you don't speak French, but still, you should make it your business to go sit in the Beis Medrash, because a kafa b'Beis Medrash, just lingering in the Beis Medrash, is in of itself a mitzvah, and therefore a person should make it his business to be present in the Beis Medrash, whatever reason we're learning or not learning there. Okay, that's a din Shulchan Aruch L'Ramah Paskins. Now, all that said, there's a different approach to this Mishnah, which is the approach of Rabbeinu Yonah and the Tiferes Yisrael, which I should speak out here, which resolves the problem that the Mishnah seems a little bit imprecise in as much as the way I described it. We say, holech ve'ino osa. He goes to the Beis Medrash and doesn't do. I mean, why osa? There's an schar asiya, the reward for doing. I mean, usually we have plenty of words for limud. Why wouldn't it say learn or remember or understand or something? Why talking about asiya, action? And therefore, the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Tiferes Yisrael both learn that this is not talking about, you know, the working man who goes to the Beis Midrash or not before he goes to work and the like, but rather we're talking about the kolal guy, the guy who is learning all the time. So that we're contrasting between guys who learn but don't do anything more in terms of, let's call it chesed, mitzvahs. We're not talking about mitzvahs that are eifshar lasos adei acherim. We're not talking about mitzvahs that no one else could do without him, because of course that you have to stop your learning for. He's putting on tefillin. But beyond that, he's not making his business to be invested in the community, to do chesed, take care of people, those mitzvahs. So Mishnah is talking about, does he go to learn? And does he also, extra credit, you know, on the nights and weekends, does he also find time to do other mitzvahs to help invest in his community, take care of the poor, and all that kind of stuff? So Mishnah therefore says, I'll read it again as the Rabbeinu Yonah reads it, Arba midos b'hol chile beis hamidrash. There are four kinds of approaches to those who learn, like call it in kolal, you know, even. Holach veino osa, the guy who goes and learns, he's there all day, kol hakavod to him, but he doesn't do, meaning he doesn't find the extra time to go and do chesed and the like mitzvahs beyond the obligatory mitzvahs for other people, and mitzvahs in general, mitzvahs beyond the obligatory mitzvahs. So schar halicha biyado, at least he certainly gets the reward for being a kolal guy, he's learning, so he gets that reward. So schar halicha here means going and learning. But then it's a learning part. But osa veino holach, there's another kind of guy who actually doesn't go to the Beis Midrash, he's just an askan, he's working all day for the community, that guy's schar ma'aseh biyado. The reward for the actions he does, that he still gets reward for, certainly. Not for limud Torah, but he didn't go to kol, but he is busy doing for the community, and kol kavatim, he gets schar for that. Holech va'oseh, the guy who does both, you know, like the famous machlokas Rav and Abaya about doing chesed also, so it says that, you know, Abaya lived very long, 60 years, despite whatever curse he had facing, whatever it is, because he didn't just learn, but he also did. This guy does extra credit. On nights and weekends, he finds time to take care of his community, invest in the people, and do all sorts of mitzvahs that are not strictly obligatory. That guy is a chassid, because he's going above and beyond. Lo holech v'lo oseh, the guy who neither goes to kol, doesn't learn, and he also doesn't invest in the community, doesn't do extra mitzvahs that he could be doing, that guy's a rusher, because what in the world? What kind of life is that? He's not doing what he's supposed to do and developing a relationship with Hashem. He's not doing mitzvahs, he's not doing Talmud Torah, so he missed the boat. That's the approach of the Tiferes Yisrael and the Rabbeinu Yonah.